I'm here with Matt Kelly, Trinity Mirror's digital director, keen biking fan, and you just had a sit-down argument, I think, with somebody on stage. You called him a parasite. What happened there?
I called his business model parasitic. I don't know Struan well enough personally to suggest if he's personally a parasite or not. I don't suppose he is, but his model is...
This is news now.
...is parasitic in the sense that he survives and lives and breathes on the basis of our content and lots of other people who pay an awful lot of money to create content, and that is definitively parasitic. As I said on stage, you know, we survive very nicely without News Now, but News Now has no business whatsoever without the news creators. So I think it's the broader point I was trying to make was that what's important for us, and News Now is a side issue, what's important for us is to deepen the levels of engagement with our content. And the way we're doing that, we've got a specific strategy about pursuing niche verticals of content where we think we have strength and trying to really super serve those audiences to the sense that they begin again to recognize the particular creator of that content. And because the point about it, it's not altruism or it's not nice philosophy. The point is so we can then go to advertisers and commercial partners and say, you want to really touch people in an engaging manner. Well, we know the commoditized online world doesn't do that for you, but here's an engaged, valuable audience for you.
So on the niche sites, you've already spun off Mirror Football, 3AM. How are they working out? And do you have any other plans to spin off other sections?
Yes, we have lots of plans for further spin-offs. And Mirror Football and 3AM are performing above our commercial expectations. So in terms of both audience levels and in terms of how much partnerships we're getting from each of them, we're really pleased with them. So
big World Cup year?
Big World, you know, a great year to launch a standalone football website. You know, perfect. You know, we've had a lot of interest in it.
And so you've spoken quite often against this this quest for search traffic. That puts you in a position, I guess, of disliking both Google and Mr. Murdoch, by virtue of him being a competitor, I guess, to the Mirror. It's an interesting position. Well, that's more of an observation, but my question, is what do you think of his strategy at the moment?
I think I don't dislike News International's strategy at all.
Right.
I think it's very interesting, and it's a valuable, valuable experiment for us all. Do I think it's going to succeed? I think they're really up against it for the reasons that we've expressed, you know, that the... You know, while there's this slew of free content out there, it's really the big question mark is, you know, it's not a complicated question, is why would you choose to go to The Times when there's so much free stuff out there on The Telegraph? Why would you choose to go to The Sun when there's so much free stuff out there at The Mirror, wherever you want? Now, I think what's really interesting about what they're doing at News International is they've relaunched The Times, and they've made it very distinctive in how it looks. And that kind of touches on what I've been saying about this pursuit of distinctiveness being crucial to how we make businesses viable in the digital space. I kind of think it would be really interesting to see how that new distinctive Times website would fare in a free-to-air market. But look, you know, no one is watching with more captive interest than other digital content directors around the around the world to see how Mr. Murdoch gets on with the Times.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Pleasure. Really nice to see you.
Pause.